I finished earlier. We're now probably about an hour behind. We will have to make up some time. If I look at it now being 19 minutes to two, let's say Paul Met finishes with the responses by 2 o'clock, we'll probably be going until 15:30 or maybe even 15:45. If Paul Met takes longer, we might go even a little bit longer. So let us be mindful of that. Thank you very much. General Quena, you and your team, please respond to these questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. The response will be sponsored by myself, the principal officer, as well as the chief operations officer. I would like to start from the few last, it's not the last, but the few last before the last question, where the question was whether Paul Met members have increased. As we indicated in the presentation,
Honorable
Honorable
Chair.
Chair, that.
Honorable
Honorable
Chair,
Munyai.
I don't want to make your work extremely difficult, Honorable Chair. You know what? I realize that I miss very important question. I hope I don't derail the presenters. It's just a short question. If you allow, I can do it so that I don't disrupt the proceedings.
You may, Honorable Munyai, it's just one question, please. Thank you.
One. Thank you very much. Who is the administrator or administering Parliament, and what are they proposing? The proposition should administrator of Parliament in the future NHI dispensation will be. I'm raising this to get a sense. What is the relationship between with the administrator and type of overheads is Parliament in carrying in the current dispensation? Just that one.
Thank you very much. Please continue with the responses. You may lower your hand also, Honorable Munyai.
As I've indicated, it will be myself, Dr. McKing, and the principal officer, Ms. Neo Khaoue, will respond to the questions raised by honorable members. One of the questions that was asked was whether members of have increased. I think the response to that was also captured when we indicated that for only SAPS members employed in terms of the SAPS Act qualify to be Paul Met members, meaning if there are intakes of SAPS members, it means new members for the SAPS, new members for the scheme. We know that for the past 2, 3 years, there haven't been new intakes, which means that there's no increase of members insofar as SAPS is concerned. And similarly, there will not be an increase of members insofar as Paul Met is concerned. So the answer to that, there's no increase, the answer is no. Now, the other question was that why it's the members currently who are here presenting and not the department presenting. Honorable Member and Honorable Chair, the fact is that Paul Met is working through the board. We indicated that the department itself presented through the letter signed by the former Acting National Commissioner, Lieutenant General KJ Phahlani, and also by the current National Commissioner, Commissioner Lieutenant General Sithole, who signed that letter making a case for SAPS not to be included in the NHI. Another question, the Honorable Chair, that was raised was, would it not be unfair to exclude others? As Parliament members, we looked into the fact that since that the South African Defence Force is excluded, also the State Security Agency, who are in essence performing an essential service, SAPS also is along that bracket, that essential service. That is why we are advancing the position that it should be excluded, and we don't feel that it will be unfair insofar as that is concerned. The other question that I would like also to respond to was, has SAPS taken the proposal to the JCPS? It must be indicated there's been continuous discussion even in the JCPS about the NHI, where SAPS also made its position before ultimately escalating the case for SAPS to the relevant ministry to say, let SAPS be excluded insofar as the NHI is concerned. I'm going to allow Ms. Kawe to proceed with the response to some of the questions, and also Dr. Makhing, with your permission, Honorable Chair. Thank you, Ms. Kawe.
Thank you, Honorable Members. I'm going to start with complaints to the Council for Medical Schemes. Over the last 3 years, the statistics can be summarized as follows. 2019, 105 complaints were raised to the council, and the council has not overruled one of the decisions in that year. 2020, 61 complaints. The CMS overruled two funding decisions of the scheme. However, OLMED has lodged an appeal against one of those rulings, and the outcome is still pending. In 2021, 47 complaints. Has not overrides. Just to elaborate on the membership issue that General Quina elaborated on, clearly the last 2 years there were no intakes of new SAPS recruits, and the membership of OLMED actually overall reduced from a figure of 119. It's reduced to 172,849 in December of 2021. So in actual fact, it has reduced.
Thank you, Dr. Makhing. Chair, I'll address the bulk of the questions, some of which OLMED is by no means indicating that NHI will be substandard. Hence, our approach said we focused on the issues and challenges that OLMED members have experienced. We continue to do data analytics and assessment on these challenges. And the reason we brought in lessons learned during COVID was specifically just to bring to the attention of the committee some of the challenges that the country was faced with, where police, as part of the population in South Africa during the pandemic, had to also go through. The first example that I'll make is the PCR testing. Chair, I recall one time when SAPS in the Western Cape had police members who came from different parts of South Africa because they were there to perform specific functions. And they now had to go back to their places of residence and places of work. It was around 1 a.m. when one of the leaders in the Western Cape, after releasing those members, realized that we are right in the middle of the pandemic. These employees of SAPS are sent back. There's one component that hadn't happened. We haven't tested these members, so that in an event that some of them are positive, we as SAPS could isolate them immediately or send them to isolation sites. It is at that time when we started working on devising means to get those members tested. Those members were returned back to the province of origin. At that time, Western Cape had higher numbers of prevalence of COVID, so it was obvious that there could be a chance that some of our members were positive. OLMED OLMED and SAPS had to put their heads together, and we had to set up an emergency provider to assist us to test those members before they could go back to their respective areas and go back to work. If those members had to go back to the Western Cape to stay in the respective residences that they were booked for, it would have meant that they would have had to follow a scheduling of a test at different laboratories where there were lots of queues. And at that stage, NDOH had its specific approach on testing, because they were doing mass testing. There was no way that they were going to change their model to just go and assist those members specifically in the Cape for the reasons that I've already mentioned. Once we assisted these members, Chair, if you recall, at COVID, you need to get your doctor referring you, and the result must be then sent to your doctor. These members were not at home. They were not next to their providers who would take care of them. We also had to make sure that we get doctors who will be able to assist us with the referral and receiving results and communicating results to members, to the extent that some of these members actually were positive. It meant that all the members who were isolated. The other challenge, Chair, during COVID again, a member who tested positive could not go back to his family because we had to devise means to get this member to an isolation quarantine site at that moment in time, because there were no beds. Specifically, this was in KZN, Chair. We had to devise means to get this member to get this member to an isolation so that they don't go back to their family to go and expose their partner who had comorbidities. So the reason we gave examples of some of the issues and challenges that were experienced during this specific pandemic, and the experience that SAPS members actually had, is that we did not say department was unable to take care of those members. We are just saying, because of the unique circumstances and the unique needs of the APA members at any given time, SAPS had to ensure either be taken back home or put on a program in the country. The speech therapy and auxiliary services, PolMed is a traditional Medicare scheme. We do not have a savings option. We allocate benefits according to different benefit categories. So PolMed does cater for speech therapy and occupational health, and it is covered under auxiliary services. For growth over the years, General Gwena has addressed that, and the benchmarking that was done in the SAPS submission information is clear, a benchmark exercise in the developed countries and countries that are not developed. And where the specific care was taken to the whole universe, there's SAP, their police are included. But in instances, even in the developed countries where the NHI was not that well established, there was a different dispensation for the police. In the not developed countries, what we are requesting is exactly what is happening there as well, Chair. Just to clear that, we have not requested this specifically without reason. We can resubmit the initial submission that SAPS did. As to how we envisage PolMed coexisting in the NHI space, and whether PolMed members are prepared to follow the care at defense, we are happy, Chair, to submit a motivation in relation to how we envisage taking care of these members in a specific platform. using specific tools and services at that specific time. The board has actually made decisions around some of the care that SAPS members should get at targeted places. Yes, Chair, vaccine rollout was tough because of the stringent rules that were in place. We needed to ensure that purchasing of vaccines were done according to the NTOH standards, storage, et cetera, transporting, all those chair had to be taken into consideration. From our end, putting our members together and making sure that the members get the vaccines was not a difficult exercise from SAPS perspective. It was easy for SAPS to put its members in specific groups, and we then provided, as the scheme, we then provided care or the vaccine to our members based on the protocols that Department of Health expected us to follow. Other than those restrictions and strict conditions, when it comes to giving care to members, because we are always in collaboration with the employer, which is SAPS, it becomes easier for us to take care of our members. Again, to reiterate, Chair, we have not submitted that NHI is going to give substandard care. We submitted that the current offer that the SAPS members have been receiving, particularly because, Chair, even in the submission by SAPS, SAPS is explaining that Polmed is part of its members' benefit. Some of the members that some of the employees that are still at SAPS have stated and are still stating that they are in SAPS because of Polmed or because of cover. If Polmed was to be unplugged, there is a possibility that SAPS might see influx or exodus of some members leaving the force. Clearly, because the salaries of Polme, of SAPS members, obviously were augmented so that they are given a comprehensive medical cover. That's part of the main reasons SAPS is also requesting this exclusion. We highlighted mental health as a challenge, but not as the only challenge. We also have not indicated that in the NHI space, mental health would not be addressed. It is because of the issues and challenges that we've already experienced at the moment that prompted us to lift specific mental health, because it is experienced in the police. It is no secret that police are under constant pressure from all sorts of things. They become social workers, they become marriage counselors, they become teachers, they become parents, they become midwives, they become at anything at any given point in time, and society in most instances is not very supportive to the police. The other concern that has been raised is that it's going to be unfair for Polmed, or its dependents are also covered in Polmed. It is the very dependents, Chair, that have to deal with or grapple with the issues and challenges from the members of the SAPS when they go back home. We, like Dr. McKing put a disclaimer on his presentation, Chair. We are happy to add the opportune time to give specifics of what is happening at SAPS or at Polmed and its members. We see children as young as 9 years old with some of these mental conditions. We have not highlighted those because we focused on the active member of the police. But we are happy to share on condition of confidentiality with specific chair and member so that you actually see that although at the moment we believe that it will be unfair for even the dependents to be catered for in the proposed model, it is also equally unfair that these very same family members are the ones that have to put up with members when they come frustrated back from work. And that they are also a of SAPS. When they get home, they all of a sudden don't get excited or they don't change and the mood doesn't change for them to be happy and forget about what happened at work. Their dependents are also affected to the extent that PolMed also covers the dependents of the fallen heroes. We are not saying NHI is not going to cover those. We are just indicating to you, Chair, how extensive PolMed cover is. We are also happy to propose the amendment to section 3.2 as suggested by the member. We at the moment are unable to respond to that. PolMed only covers those members that are employed under SAPS Act. Those who are employed under a PSA are covered elsewhere. PolMed doesn't cover for those. Another question spoke to loss of synergies. In previous years, PolMed collected data and kept this data information. SAPS, on the other hand, collected some of the data, kept the information, and the two did not understand who is dealing with what. SAPS itself thought the information that they have would assist them in scheduling of its members or assisting its members to deal with health challenges that they had. PolMed as well, on the other hand, had all this wealth of information, but they couldn't assist in putting together some of these programs that would assist SAPS. As I've indicated in my presentation, the programs that we've highlighted are the ones that we have implemented specifically this year. We have many programs, and the smoke cessation and weight loss program, we haven't excluded those and we haven't suggested that they won't be there in the NHI, but because we are we put programs targeting specific issues and challenges in the SAPS, we now build these programs. And the synergies that we're speaking to is that we go back to SAPS to assist them in dealing with some of these issues, challenges that they have with some of their members that are struggling with weight that is not commensurate with what is expected of them to perform their duties day to day. The introduction of medical insurance has actually hit us very hard in that members would affiliate to these programs. Some members, it's not all of them, get themselves admitted, and the provider obviously will claim from PolMed. The member will obviously claim from the insurance entity. So that was part of the fraud component that PolMed had to deal with. And again, because of collaboration, because of data analytics that we had, we could pick those up at a very early stage and we could intervene to the extent that there were members or dependents who basically registered on these products and on a monthly basis just ran into hospitals. Because when a member calls us for a pre-auth and the request meets the criteria for us offering that pre-auth, we do give it. And our follow-through in hospital, again, the hospital or whoever is dealing with this member in hospital will give us the required information. We have no reason not to approve and pay for that specific claim. Only when we really see that this member is consistently going into hospital would we either pen the pre-auth. In one of the instances, the member whose pre-auth was put on hold actually got out of the bed, got to Polmed administrator and say, who declined or why are you not approving my pre-authorization? And the member said, what do you expect me to do? I get admitted because I'm feeding my children with this product. So it's those circumstances that we had to face, we're faced with, that we had to clean out and to ensure that we don't have such challenges. But those products were a big problem. They are still a big problem to us. We are happy that they've also made some changes on their end, that you no longer get 100,000 for 3 days. There are specifics and there's conditions attached to the payment of this medical insurance.
I have to just quickly interject.
I think that's about it.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Just one quick question.
You're on mute, Chair.
I am not. It doesn't look like it. So you can't hear me?
We can hear you.
Chair, just a quick one, just to respond to the last question that was asked in relation to the relationship that we have with the administrator as Polmed. Anan healthcare cost is one of the lowest in the industry at 3.7% and 1.9% goes to the administrator. Polmed has got no relations or ties, permanent chair with any administrator. We've just went on tender for administration services. So over years, when the contract comes to an end, we go out on tender to attract. So we have no relation with any administrator. And we are proud that whatever contribution we collect for our members go to the needs, health needs of that member and not to the non-healthcare as indicated in the previous presentation. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Just a very quick question, which I am to ask on behalf of another member, whether CMS has found, what has CMS found on the operations of Polmed, and whether there is any declaration that Polmed needs to make with regards to the findings of the CMS. If this is too quick for you, maybe one of you can maybe answer this very quickly in 2 minutes so that we can move to the next presentation.
Chair, we are not aware of any findings except a few matters that were on the table that were dealt with CMS and those matters, some of them were closed. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Let me again thank you for coming, your entire team, to come and do this these presentations to the Portfolio Committee. We appreciate it very much. And just as we're about to then let you go, if you maybe want any of your outcome.
Thank you, Chairperson, Honorable Chair, as well as Honorable Members. From Polmed, we say thank you for the opportunity, because sometimes when you get platforms like this, it's where we articulate the processes, what is happening internally, and we dispel of the myths of what we hear in passages. We really appreciate this opportunity to come and present in front of the whole populace, as well as the Portfolio Committee.
Thank you very much. You are welcome to stay on. You're also welcome to leave this platform.